श्री परमात्मने नमः। ह्यूमन लाइफ इज एन अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर ग्रोथ डेवलपमेंट इन द स्पिरिचुअल फील्ड एंड फॉर रियलाइजेशन ऑफ द हाइएस्ट विजडम ऑन अर्थ for having permanent peace, harmony and love in life. That is the purpose of human life, the only purpose. But different individuals find themselves on different stages of evolution. All do not have the same stage. It's a journey. And at a particular stage of life, particular type of problems or situations come. We have to tackle with them. We have to understand how our problems can be tackled and how we can solve them so that day by day, life becomes more and more happy. Many situations come in the family life, between husband and wife also. And regarding such situations, many times many seekers ask some very good questions. Answer to which may be useful to almost every one of us. There may be a situation like this, that somebody is married for several years and there is desire in the lady to become a mother and there is no child. Then it becomes a problem for the lady. To become a mother is natural for a female, nothing wrong about it. But becoming a mother or motherhood is not the same thing as giving birth to a child. This is to be understood. The element of motherhood is the greatest thing on earth. Motherhood means sacrifice, love, service, dedication, caring. And progeny is produced by animals even. There are women who give children and then they have pregnancy for any reason and then there is abortion also. Willing abortion is there. Very much. Sometimes a child is born and not loved. So to be a mother is, for any lady to be a mother, it is not necessary to give birth to a child. That's what I want to tell you. One can be a mother without giving birth to a child. Motherhood is the noblest sentiment. To care for others, to sacrifice, to love. And if for any reason, if somebody finds that no child is born, one need not be disheartened. In the same way, simply giving birth to a child does not make a lady a mother. If the element of love and sacrifice and devotion and care, they are not there. That's the first thing to understand. Now, in such situations, problems come of this nature also, as to what is the balance between efforts and acceptance. Naturally, when one has the urge to be a mother, one wants a child, and there is nothing wrong when effort is made for that, but it is not in anybody's hands. Pregnancy may not happen. There may be several reasons for that. So the seeker wants to know how to have the balance, or what is the balance between effort to have a child and then accepting whatever happens. This is a very good question. My reply is, whatever effort is made for anything which is genuine, right, natural, that effort may be made, leaving the result to God, not caring for the result. And after a certain time, one may drop even that effort, finish with that. Because life is not to pass just in making effort for having a child only. Life's purpose is very high, greater purpose. It's on the way, in the journey of life. If one has a child, good. Bring the child, bring up the child, take care. If one does not have a child, that's also good. It's more a question of having a larger heart and broader vision in life. One may not have one's own children, and one may consider the whole world as one's belonging to oneself and all the children belonging to oneself. Love for everybody. Human understanding of life is always limited. Nobody knows God's planning. Therefore, the balance between effort and acceptance is this, that up to a certain limit, go on trying without caring for the result, and after that, when one comes to the conclusion that it's enough, one may not make the effort and accept whatever is coming. Accept God's planning. Fit in, accommodate yourself in the planning of God rather than accommodating God in your planning. Don't expect God to behave as you want. You start behaving according to planning of God. All problems will be over. In this way, there does not remain a conflict between efforts and acceptance. It is not always necessary that those who have children are happy. No, I have seen so many people. They say they are unhappy because of the children. Though I don't agree with them also. Happiness or unhappiness do not depend upon external circumstances or situations. Happiness or unhappiness depend upon our own inner view towards life, our vision, our understanding. So, take it God's will. God wants you not to be a mother only for one or two children, for the whole world. Be a mother for the children of the whole world. And let your husband be a companion in this great task of looking after those children who are not having love and care from others. Like me. Be with me for this great work. Nothing to worry about having your own children. Everybody belongs to us.